And we go now to Southern California, where a special election to fill a vacant congressional seat took a surprisingly ugly turn this week. As NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates reports, an internet attack ad aimed at the Democratic candidate has made the local contest a national controversy. First, a warning, this story contains language that many people will find offensive.
Democrat Janice Hahn is a Los Angeles City Councilwoman running to fill a seat left vacant by Jane Harmon. Earlier this week, Hahn said she started getting angry phone calls from supporters urging her to go to her computer to view a nasty campaign ad. It features a blonde woman in booty shorts dancing in front of a stripper pole while black rappers with semi-automatic guns prance around her. And if that weren't offensive enough, the video aimed at defeating Hahn ends with this.
Let's keep her out of Congress, homies. Donate now.
Janice Hahn says the video's portrayal of bullets fired from a semi-automatic rifle mere months after an Arizona congresswoman was almost killed by gunfire is inexcusable. And the unsubtle racial implications are almost as offensive.
You know, I have been in politics my entire life, and I have never seen a political ad that was this sleazy and this dirty, that so degraded women and so degraded African Americans.
California Democrats and political action committees like Emily's List, which promotes and supports women candidates, are outraged. The ad's creator, conservative filmmaker Ladd Ellinger, says they need to get over themselves.
Here's the thing. You go and you advertise on television, you spend all of your money on the time. You're buying the media. You're buying fat, lazy eyeballs who are too lazy to change the channel when your ad comes on. Your boring, boring ad.
Conservative PAC Turn Right USA funded the video. It wants to call attention to a gang rehabilitation program Ellinger says City Councilwoman Hahn supported that employed former gang members. Hahn says she supports rehabilitation but didn't fund the project Ellinger's referring to. Hahn's opponent, Tea Party Republican Craig Huey, issued a statement this week calling the video racist and sexist, saying, "I unequivocally denounce it." Many political observers have drawn comparisons to an earlier ad that became famous during the 1988 presidential campaign when Vice President George H.W. Bush ran against Massachusetts Governor Michael Dukakis.
Dukakis not only opposes the death penalty, he allowed first-degree murderers to have weekend passes from prison. One was Willie Horton, who murdered a boy in a robbery, stabbing him 19 times.
That ad was produced by a political action committee in support of the Bush campaign, which disavowed any knowledge of or participation in it. Much later, campaign director Lee Atwater confessed he'd encouraged the group's efforts. The damage was done. Willie Horton, a black man, became shorthand for effective racist ad. Here in California, Hahn's campaign has filed a complaint with the Federal Elections Commission. Turn Right USA and a company Craig Huey has used for campaign posters share the same post office box. Hahn alleges a connection that Huey has emphatically denied. Meanwhile, there have been several calls for YouTube to remove Ladd Ellinger's video. That hasn't happened, but if it does, Ellinger's ready.
Oh, well, I just put it up on other places. YouTube isn't the only game in town.
Wherever they show up on the net, it's a pretty safe bet that edgy, even offensive campaign videos will become more frequent as 2012 races across the country heat up. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.
This is NPR News.